Hello, residents of Sun City Shadow Hills. My name is Mike Becker, and I'm a candidate for your board of directors. I'm going to try to make this short because I know whatever day you're listening to this, it's a beautiful day outside, and you want to get out and enjoy it. First, a little about myself. I grew up here in the Coachella Valley, graduated from Palm Springs High School and College of the Desert. My wife, Tammy, also grew up here. We were gone for a while, but now we're back and love living here at Shadow Hills. And to find out more about me and about my views on different issues in our community, go to my website, www.votemikebecker.com. So, why do I want to be a board member? That's a good question. Obviously, I'm interested in improving the community, but what does that mean? Well, for me personally, it means quality of life. My wife and I worked hard to get where we are, and we want to enjoy life to the fullest. As with most of you, that means having a home we enjoy and being around people who have similar interests. We've found that here. But it also means enjoying the community as a whole. The quality of our surroundings and access to lots of activities is equally important. And making sure we're getting value. So let's start there. We have so much to do here. Every single scheduled event sells out on the first day. We have lots of activities and lots of great clubs. But with a population around 6,000, our small city is also short of space. Golfers can't get tee times during the busy months. Pickleball has outgrown their courts. Card players can't get rooms. And on and on. So how do we solve this problem? Well, it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of planning, so it's important we start now. Now, for some people, that translates to, well, how much is this going to cost us? Well, that's a fair question. But we can't get to that answer until we figure out what we want. We need surveys and town halls so you and the community can express your interests. After we spend time getting the information, then we can figure out what we can afford and when we can afford it. Now let's take a look at the value we get from well-kept property and adequate amenities. It translates into property value. We have a beautiful community, but sometimes it's not maintained the way we deserve. You can walk down Sun City Boulevard and see patches of weeds, sprinklers running where there should be plants, and soil erosion, particularly in Phase 3. Now, I'm not going to say it's everywhere, but it shouldn't be anywhere. When we have visitors, we want to take them on a golf cart ride and point out the beauty of our community, or show them our clubhouse and restaurant. We want to feel pride. And it's equally important when potential buyers enter our property through our front gate. Like an open house, we want to look our best. But it also means amenities. Buyers coming onto our property are trending younger. They want more things to do. When it comes time to buy, the price of your beautiful home will depend equally as much on how great the common areas look and on the amenities. Our property values fall in the middle of the pack of Coachella Valley subdivisions. That means a lot of other communities get more dollar per square foot than we do. As an example, Sun City Palm Desert homes, which were built well before Shadow Hills, get $17 per square foot more than Shadow Hills. That's about $34,000 more for a 2,000 square foot home. And their HOA is higher than ours. So don't be fooled by any candidate who tells you our home values are tied to low HOA dues. It's simply not true. The truth is, Sun City, Palm Desert just looks better. And it has more amenities and clubhouses and restaurants. Now, we can take another similar community, Heritage Palms, as another example. They get $6 per square foot more than we do. And their HOA dues are $100 more than ours. And by the way, our homes are nicer than either of those places. It's about appearance and amenities. It's like remodeling your home. If you haven't done anything to your home in the last 20 years, it's not going to have the same value as the house across the street that remodeled the kitchen and bathrooms. Oh, it will sell eventually, but you're not going to get the same price as your neighbor. Well, it's the same for the community. We're 20 years old now, and it's time to upgrade. We can do that by starting to save now. That means looking closely at the contracts with our vendors, making sure we're getting the best value for our dollar. It also means looking at our replacement fund and figuring out what isn't going to need replacing as soon as we thought it would. Our financial advisement committee is doing a fantastic job at looking at our replacement fund right now and is identifying equipment that doesn't need to be replaced. The next board will have to decide if that's a potential surplus that can be used in other ways. And yes, of course, it could mean a small increase in HOA dues, but that's up to you, the homeowners. Right now, part of our dues are put into funds to protect us from emergencies and prepare for future replacements. If we each put $10 a month away for future improvements, that would mean over $400,000 a year to expand our amenities and create new events. That's the buying power of a large community such as ours. Imagine if putting aside $10 a month would increase your home value by $30,000. You can't get that kind of value anywhere else. And by the way, that $10 a month wouldn't necessarily come from an increase in monthly dues. The next board, with the help of the Financial Advisory Committee, needs to take a hard look at our expenses and identify areas where we are getting bad value. That's what good businesses do. We've been kicking the can down the road for a long time now, and some board of directors is going to have to figure out how to maintain and improve our property values. We're not the new kid on the block anymore, and soon Desert Retreat across the street will be that new kid. We need to up our game to keep our property values up. So, let's enjoy the beautiful community we have here, and let's not forget we have to plan for the future. We need a board who has the experience we need to protect our home values and maintain our quality of life. We have some challenges ahead with the new reality of the flood channel and a 1,500-home community building right across the street. We need a board ready to handle those challenges. I'd like to be a member of that board. Remember, for more information, you can go to my website at www.votemikebecker.com. That's www.votemikebecker.com. Thanks, everyone, and let's enjoy the day.